Interesting?
Very interesting. You know, I didn't know, until we did the tap. I know I've awakened. I didn't realize my ego had yet to follow me. I thought the
whole thing was going together.
I can see
we have so many levels and layers, and ego would be your last piece, because the agreement you have to be on Earth is that the ego will create separation.
From God.
From source.
Everything.
Because it would not be a very good human experience if you're all blending one. You've got to be separate, right? And so as you evolve spiritually, you lose a lot of that separateness. And it's very disorienting. You know, like I really was thinking I had the right date. And I was going to be so proud of myself. Because I have previously struggled with the whole linear time issue. And lately I've been determined that I can be more grounded and know what day I'm in. And it's a lot of work. And at first it was really disorienting, and then I came up with alarms and sticky notes to help me. Like, a day never goes by without me checking a calendar 3-4 times to remember what day I'm in. And, you know, at first that would freak me out, like, what the heck's wrong with me, right? Am I stupid? Like, am I losing my mind? But it's just that you lose that separation, that linear time, the more present you become. And yet, on Earth, we need linear time, right? Now, what I learned over the years is that I may not have a sense of time the way other people do or the way I used to, but I'm never late. You know, if I'm like flaky, I'll get a reminder. Somebody will help me, or the alarm will go off, or something. So then I learned to, okay, don't struggle, don't fear it, just work on eventually you'll ground the normal. Right? So the trick with ego is to not make things wrong, because ego is set up for judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game on this planet.
Mm-hmm. In separation.
Is to come out of separation and judgment and relate through love, but remain individualized. So soul self, divine intelligence self, is connected to all. And so the challenge would have been, well, can you go feel alone? Can you go feel weak? Can you go feel trapped in a body? Can you go feel powerless and still desire to embody light, even though it'll be a limitation? Can you do it? And all of us said, oh, that'll be fun. Let's try that. And one of our friends that's here a lot, Jeff, is not here tonight. He's in the hospital with some bizarre bacterial infection, right? And so that's a piece of it. That's the feeling trapped in a body that you don't understand. You're susceptible to injury, to pain, to hunger, to exhaustion. You're susceptible to all of that. And can you be in that susceptibility, that vulnerability, that weakness, that perception of being alone in your own pain, whether it's emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical, and still desire to bring a sense of the divine into your own being? That's the game.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a game unless you're in the good part. But if you can look at it that way, you could quit judging things as though wrong and bad. Right? And it really is this big a journey. I mean, what we're doing in our lifetimes is so far beyond what any generation before us has been able to accomplish. It's incredible what we are doing in one lifetime without reincarnating, reincarnating, reincarnating. It's incredible. Right? And so the biggest way, if you really want to embody, if you really want to quantum leap, if you really want to move forward, the biggest way is just flat out quit making things wrong. Wrong is separation. That's it. When you make yourself wrong, you separate from the goodness of your heart. When you make others wrong, you just reinforce that you're vulnerable and separate and can be hurt by others.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you condone cruelty. It just means you mind your own business. And you make your business goodness.
You make your business what?
Goodness. Right? And so if you want a real simplistic version of that, there's a book called Don't Shoot the Dog.
And it's actually
about animals. But it's the same of children, spouses, colleagues. You blatantly ignore that which irritates you and bothers you and you judge is wrong. And you put a lot of attention on what's right. And if you could do that for yourself, you would move a lot faster than you are now. tough one, isn't it?
I like
it's
it.
It's a habit to break, being
it
wrong,
is.
Judging others is wrong. So playing with one of my life lessons is guilt. And so I was like, well, if I was really going to get a gift out of that. Because every struggle you've ever had has a countering strength. So every weakness you've explored, you do the journey, you get to the strength. And it's a journey. You can't go overnight. And so I was like, well, what is the opposite of guilt? And then it was like, hello, could that be it, right? It's the opposite. Guilt is about judgment. And to give up guilt, to resolve guilt, to transform guilt, you would have to never want to make anybody else feel bad for anything. Right? Can't guilt anybody else. Tricky, tricky. So the opposite of guilt, power out of the exploration of the resolving guilt, would be what I'm always saying I want, Christ consciousness.
What consciousness?
Christ. Christ consciousness means that to be the Christ, you see all as the Father's creation. You see all as, you know, basically we all have a habit of saying, you know what, God, I think you screwed up. It ain't working. Right? That's the separation from the divine. The divine is a loving source of yes. You want to focus on the bad? Yes, have more of that. You want to tell your victim story? Yes, have more of that. You want to feel good? Yes, have more of that. Whatever you focus on, the divine says, yes, absolutely. It's yours. Everything you focus consistently on, the divine says, yes. That is the only way to be unconditionally loving. You want to explore cruelty? Yes, have more of that. Right? So, yes, that's the other end of it. And so I'm like, oh, perfect. Not a coincidence. When Peggy Sue Skipper read my fingerprints the first time, now granted, this was like 8 years ago, okay? She said, oh, your life lesson, your life purpose is love. And I thought, well, that's boring. That's everybody's. I was so disappointed. But it's really not a common life purpose. And it is my purpose. All the taps are loving. All my work is about people loving themselves. Isn't that interesting? I'm just a little slow on the end where it includes me. But I get it. Right? I have a great capacity to love my children, my husband, my animals, others. I'm still working on my aspects.